translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So this verse is spoken by Maharaj Parikshit to Sukadev Goswami. And Maharaj Parikshit says, "The Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life." Purport. In this verse, the words Kritavan Yani indicate that all the different activities Krishna performed while present on earth are beneficial to human society. If religionists, philosophers and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. We have described several times that there are two kinds of Krishna Katha, represented by Bhagavad Gita, spoken personally by Krishna about Himself, and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Sukadev Goswami about the glories of Krishna. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Ketanad eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Prajet. Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Text 51. Simply by chanting or repeating a Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised, "Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh." Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 7, Text 128. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There was one exchange between Srila Prabhupada and one disciple. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining that there is the book Bhagavat, which means Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. And then Srila Prabhupada explained that also there's the person Bhagavat. So here Srila Prabhupada in the purport is in encouraging us to become free from material existence by hearing Krishna Katha. from books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But in that exchange with this particular disciple, Srila Prabhupada emphasized the person Bhagavat. And Srila Prabhupada explained to the extent that the person Bhagavat is the living Srimad Bhagavatam. You get the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. Then the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, which of the two are more important? Is the book Bhagavat more important than the person Bhagavat, or is the person Bhagavat more important than the book Bhagavat? Like that. So before I give you Srila Prabhupada's answer, generally the jnanis, the scholars of the scriptures, or the philosophical speculators, Prabhupada sometimes calls them, like that. Or, for that matter, people become like panditjis. You know, I want to be known as learned. Or shastrijis, like that. So generally these types of persons who are also vairagis, you know, they are tapasvis, they are perform austerities and penances, and they are detached, like that. They fit in the category of jnana-vairagya. For the sake of knowledge, they become detached, like that. So they do not really emphasize on the person Bhagavat. They are simply emphasizing on the scriptural situation, like that. So Srila Prabhupada's answer to this particular disciple who asked the question, who is more important, or which is more important, the book Bhagavat or the person Bhagavat? Then Srila Prabhupada, you know, he humbly replied that the person Bhagavat is more important than the book Bhagavat. So the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada in a very like sort of innocent and naive way, why? Why is the book Bhagavat more important than the... Why is the person Bhagavat, rather, more important than the book Bhagavat? Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada answered in a very simple way, but effective way. He said that the person Bhagavat is the one that can twist your ear. You understand that, right? Yeah. In other words, you can be disciplined, and you can be corrected, and you can be rectified, and you can get the mercy of the person Bhagavat. In that sense, like that. So that personality is His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, after Srila Prabhupada winded his manifest pastimes and and so forth, and there are several devotees, they became sort of weak in their spiritual practices, you know, like that. So one disciple, after several years after Srila Prabhupada left the planet, came back to Krishna consciousness, and I met him in Vrindavan during Srila Prabhupada's a Disappearance Day festival several years ago, like that. At that time I was serving as the co-president of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. This is about 14, 15 years ago. Yeah. So he met me, he came to me because I was involved in taking care of the devotees who come from outside of India. So we extended, you know, like some special hospitality to Srila Prabhupada's disciples who have been coming after some time back to the Dham, like that. So he was relating his situation after Srila Prabhupada left, like that. He was saying that, Srila Prabhupada did give that example that the book Bhagavat is there, but the person Bhagavat is the living book Bhagavat who can twist your hair, like that. And he made the point that after Srila Prabhupada left, Srila Prabhupada is no more there to twist my ear. So therefore I became weak, you know, spiritually, and I wasn't practicing, you know, especially following the regulative principles strictly, and so forth, like that. So we got speaking a little bit more, I told him sort of my situation, like that. Not that it's a shining example of any sorts. Not like that at all. Yeah. So I mentioned to him that, you know, you're very fortunate that you have Srila Prabhupada as your Diksha Guru. But I went through, initiating gurus who became spiritually weak. You know, Srila Prabhupada's disciples and like that, and I'm reinitiated and so forth. So I was explaining it to him. So I explained that when my previous initiating gurus left, you know, I found shelter in Srila Prabhupada, you know, prior to taking reinitiation from another initiating guru. Like that. And then he said, what did you do? Like that. I said it's a similar principle that Srila Prabhupada left, but in my lifetime, this initiating guru also left. But not left like samadhi or something, but became spiritually weak, and, you know, like that. So I thought, you know, if he became spiritually weak, I should become more spiritually strong and take shelter of his guru, Srila Prabhupada. And that's what I did, like that. So he found the a discussion quite, appropriate for his situation also, like that. See. So in that sense, we could see that we always need a shiksha. We always need it, no matter how big or small a devotee one may be. We always need shiksha. And diksha is included in shiksha. So I explained to him that after that, particular two initiating gurus left me, you know, like that, one after another, and then I took shiksha, I took like very seriously a shelter of devotees who are in good standing and following spiritually, who are followers of Srila Prabhupada. And then subsequently I decided within my own internal realization that I need to take officially diksha again. Like that. So then he questioned, how do I do this now? You know, my diksha guru is Srila Prabhupada, and, I have god brothers and god sisters, you know, like that. So how you expect me to take shiksha? Like that. I said, that's all the more reason you should take shiksha from your senior god brothers and god sisters and so forth, and maintain yourself spiritually like that. You need to feel supported and you need to feel sheltered, you know, through the medium of the loyalty and chastity within our own disciplic succession, like that, coming from Srila Prabhupada. He accepted that. And surprisingly enough, I'm probably at least, 10 years or so younger than him. Like that, you know. And surprisingly enough, he said, "Will you become my shiksha guru?" So I was quite surprised. Why are you asking me this question? You know, you're my guru's god brother. You know, so why are you? He said, "No. Will you become, like that?" So I couldn't say no at the same time I wanted to say no. Like that. So I said, give me 3 days to consider it. Like that. And he's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Like that. So give me 3 days to consider it. So after 3 days, you know, we decided to take lunch together, and he came, like that. And he said, so what's your answer? What's your answer? So I said, the answer is like a mixture of yes and no. Like that. The answer is no, because I'm not qualified sufficiently, internally, spiritually especially, to guide you along, like that. And the answer is yes, because I have to accept service as a service. I have to accept service as a service. So you are requesting me to serve you in this way, so I accept it as a service to you, like that. And we keep in connection, you know, since like 14, 15, we keep in connection, you know, like that and so forth. And I could see that, you know, he goes down, up, you know, sways, you know, and like that. But we keep connection in that sense, like that. Yeah. So there are two features, basically, of a person Bhagavat, like that. The person Bhagavat must be practicing what he preaches, like that. He must be practicing what he preaches. So several years into our interaction with each other, I asked him, why me? I'm your junior in all respects, and why me? He said, no, I was looking for someone who practices what he preaches. Like that. And not that I am doing that, but I'm trying my best to try to do that. In that sense, like that. So that's the person Bhagavat, simply put. Like that. And Namacharya Haridas Thakur is actually glorified for that. That, you know, some people preach nicely but don't act. Some people act nicely but don't preach. But you simultaneously do both. Namacharya Haridas Thakur. Like that. And we see Srila Prabhupada is very much our principal role model in that category as the person Bhagavat. That is actually a living book Bhagavat. So when we invoke Srila Prabhupada's mercy, you know, in that way, we get something. We get something from His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, to be like, you could say, in one sense, try our best to be a follower and follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and follow in the footsteps of those who follow Srila Prabhupada. Now here Krishna Katha is glorified. But Krishna Katha has been there since time immemorial. Like that. And I always give my own personal example. You know, this body and the bodily conception of life was born in Durban in South Africa during the apartheid or racial discrimination days. And naturally, because of the racial discrimination and apartheid laws, you know, all the Indians lived together separately from the Africans and the white-bodied people. Like that. So there's a natural tendency that when the Indians are together, they keep the very, you know, Indian culture very intact. And that's what happened to us. Like that, very intact. So, you know, from a very early age, you know, we had our local village guru brought from India, you know, and every week, twice, maybe thrice a week at times, we used to observe, you know, Ganesh Chaturdasi, Durga Puja, so many things, and go to a gurukul, you know, a sort of a gurukul, apart from the regular school. Like that. So I was brought up very strictly in Indian and Vedic culture. Super strict. Even despite this being in Durban in South Africa. And, You know, we were schooled into the Ramayana, into the Mahabharata, into, you know, Shiva Puran, you know, different scriptures like that. We knew it like that. Yeah. But these scriptures are available. They're available to scholars. They're available since time immemorial, like that. But it didn't really, you know, you know, hearing from this family Kula Guru, it didn't really change the heart or consciousness. It didn't really do that. In fact, you know, it brings upon us this aspect of Mayavada and impersonalism. So one time, Srila Prabhupada, he was on a writing retreat in Hawaii. How he landed in Hawaii for the writing retreat is because his body was giving a lot of inconveniences, you know, poor health. And his leading disciples, GBC members and sannyasis, requested and humbly requested Srila Prabhupada by saying that, look, Srila Prabhupada, we know we are your disciples, but we are not instructing you. So you please take some break from your, you could say, you know, intense traveling schedule and just be in one place and recover, you know, nicely, you know, your health. They were pleading to him. And Prabhupada agreed. Prabhupada agreed. So Prabhupada decided that he has to go to a suitable place, and then they said, yes, Hawaii is very good for your health. You know, the ocean and so forth is very good. So Prabhupada agreed to go to Hawaii. He said, but I cannot rest. I will take this time on an intense writing and translation retreat. But I won't travel. So he took several weeks, which is not normal for Srila Prabhupada, to stay in one place for several weeks at this point. And during that writing retreat in Hawaii, he did more writing than usual and more translation than usual. Like that. So his servant reminded Srila Prabhupada that you are so absorbed in your writing and translation that you don't even take time out to go for your morning walk. And that's good for your health. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I will take my morning walk this morning. So on that morning walk, while walking on the beach, the servant remarked to Srila Prabhupada that that night, the previous night, you seem to have done a lot more writing and translation than usual. Like that. He was remarking to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada said, oh? The translation work, I could do it very, very quickly. I could do it very, very quickly. Like that. Then he said, but it takes time. It takes time to make it presentable for the common man. Like that. And we know, you know, Sanskrit scholars in India, they can translate very fast, very easily. Very easily. They can do things very easily. Like that. Srila Prabhupada said, that I could do very easily. But to give his Bhaktivedanta purports, he said, that takes time to make it presentable for the common man. Okay. And this is the ingenuity that is second to none and equal to none of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Okay. So only when I began reading Srila Prabhupada's books, despite being schooled in Vedic culture, Indian culture, and living that culture, and knowing Mahabharata, knowing Ramayana, knowing Bhagavad Gita, you know, knowing these things, only when I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, like that, it became very presentable for me as a common man. And I understood that, you know, what I knew about Indian and Vedic culture was simply, many, many minuses that I have to still undo to actually come to the point of accepting Srila Prabhupada's works and translations in the true spirit of devotional service. It's like, you know, taking away minus 20, minus 19, minus 18, and coming to zero, and then positively plus 1, plus 2, like that. It's true that only Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports and writings are made so presentable to us that we can take to the practice of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it wasn't possible for us, like that. And therefore it is just not Krishna Katha for us. It is actually the purports of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Yes, it is not just Krishna Katha that brought us to Krishna consciousness and the practice of Krishna consciousness. It is actually the purports of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, that made the verses of the original Sanskrit come alive and ignite in our hearts and consciousness a change to actually practice, you know, Krishna consciousness and enter into sadhana bhakti, a devotional service. Otherwise, we were all lost in that sense. What time does class end? 8:30. All right. There's much more to say, but we can take some comments or questions.